Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A buddy of mine who I actually went to high school with, Joe Santaliquido. Love you, Joe. From the Philly Voice. Had a piece this week, and it wasn't just relating to the Phillies. It related to Major League Baseball overall. The Philadelphia Phillies are having a spectacular season. And for some reason, the fans aren't going to games. For the Phillies to be 18th in Major League Baseball in attendance is an absolute joke. For a metro area like Philly to be averaging 26-7 a game, 18th in Major League Baseball, is a joke. And by the way, if the Yankees hadn't been in for three nights, those stats are lower and more like 24-8, 25,000. In a metro area like Philly, that's a joke. It's an absolute joke. But it's not just the Phillies. It is all around Major League Baseball. In fact, through the 4th of July, as Joe wrote in his piece, 21 of the 30 major league teams had a negative attendance figure compared to 2017. 21 of 30 teams were down in attendance. Major League Baseball down 2.24 million fans in total attendance. That's 1,736 fans a game compared to the previous season. I just happened to be on the dish yesterday watching the Phils and the Marlins. And I'm bouncing around and the Phillies broadcasters are saying, well, the CEO, Andy McPhail, president, I guess is his title. Andy McPhail saying, well, Philadelphia fans had the Eagles go to the Super Bowl. And the Sixers had a good season, so that's where the money went. That's the only reason people aren't showing up. Guys, hello, McFly, wake up, wake up. 21 of 30 teams are down. And the Eagles did win the Super Bowl and went to the Super Bowl, yes. But all what then explain to me the other 20 cities. This isn't just a Philly phenomenon. It's all over Major League Baseball. It's a joke that the Phillies aren't drawing better with the product that they're putting on the field. The Milwaukee Brewers were facing the Braves in a four-game set last weekend. They were holding a 50% off ticket sale. 50% off to come see the Brewers, a first-place team, play another team, the Braves, a first-place team. They had a 50% off sale. By the way, Cubs and Red Sox, okay, are a combined down 145,000 fans as of July 5th. 145,000 between those two franchises. It is incredible. I mean, it really is. We talked about the aging fan base before. The aging fan base in Major League Baseball is part of the problem. It's not something that they want to acknowledge, but it's part of the problem. When the average viewer of postseason baseball is 3 years older than me, the average viewer, you got problems. Now, Major League Baseball can stick their head in the sand or, I don't know, ticket prices have to go down? I'd suggest so. Maybe that's part of the problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.